Amazing grace, how sweet was that sound that saved a wretch like me. Well, I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found. I was so blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, just like you, I have already come. It was God's grace that kept you and me saved this far. And that same grace gonna lead us right back home.
Brothers and sisters, siblings in Christ, welcome. Welcome to this service of joy, of music, of communion this morning. As we prepare for this service, I invite you now, as in just a moment we'll listen to music by Sally and Mark, I invite you as they play to let go of whatever this week held for you. Perhaps it was a sense of heaviness. Perhaps you come into this place this morning carrying burdens of the week. May you let go of the busyness that may have followed you into this sanctuary. Enter this place, this time, as sanctuary this morning, allowing it to be a time of worship of God, to rest, to be renewed, and to be challenged to live as disciples of the risen Christ.
Thank you.
I see only familiar faces among us this morning, so welcome to worship. Our scriptures today all come from the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, the portion known as the Sermon on the Mount. While these texts have been the lectionary texts for January and February this year, some of which we've heard in recent weeks, we return to them today because I think they speak to us as a community, a faith community embedded in the world, a faith community embedded in our local community, and a faith community which is on the edge of a new opportunity, new terrain as we discern next steps of engagement and mission. So I invite you to hear these words today, these words spoken by Jesus as words spoken to us and for us, both individually and as the body of Christ. Matthew 5:13-16. You, University Mennonite, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You, University Mennonite Church, you are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. As we light the peace lamp this morning and pray for places around the world, I invite you to respond, "We pray for peace," when I indicate with my hand. As we light this lamp this morning, we remember the more than 10,000 civilians, 10,000 people in Afghanistan who in 2019 were killed. Of the over 100,000 in that country who have died in the past decade, O Lord, we pray for peace. We remember this morning the hope which has resurfaced in southern Sudan, where rival leaders have come together after years of bitter fighting, renewing a tenuous coalition that may offer an end to conflict. O Lord, we pray for peace. O Lord, we pray for those impacted by the coronavirus in China, in South Korea, in Iran and Japan and around the world, for the instability it brings. O Lord, we pray for peace. And in our local community, O Lord, we especially remember the homeless. We remember those who are part of Out of the Cold, those who provide warm places, safe places for those without permanent housing. O Lord, we pray for peace. May it be so.
We'll sing two songs now, and we hope you'll join us singing first, "Leaning on the Everlasting Arms," and next, "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus." and the words will be up here. And we'll sing the first chorus up here slowly, and then when it speeds up a little bit, please join in. Roots band play it the way we're going to do it.
Behind me, the cross before me, the world.
A reading from Matthew 5:43-48. You, each of you, have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you, each of you here, may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be whole, therefore, as your heavenly Father is whole. I'd like to invite Meredith and the children forward for the children's time. Can someone start us with "Come and See"?
Come and see. Come and see. I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me. Follow me. Come as a child will come and see.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks. Good morning. So this morning, I have a couple questions for us to think about, and maybe Micah and Mike would give us some answers that they are thinking of, if they want to come sit up here with us. Rusty, you're welcome to come, too, if you want a pop quiz. You don't have to. So this morning is a music, or we have a lovely band here, and we're doing some music together. So I thought we could talk about music, and Mark and Sally are here too, and they do a lot of music. So I was just wondering, and you can think about this too, how does music make you feel? Maybe Mike or Micah, oh, yeah, what?
Good.
It makes you feel good. So depending on the music, you feel happy or sad or angry or scared.
Or cheerful.
Or cheerful. Okay. Well, Micah, how does music make you feel?
I think it makes me feel lots of ways. Sometimes being a grown-up and probably being a kid too, there's lots of stuff that stresses me out. So sometimes I play music to help relax and have fun and just enjoy life.
What do you guys think?
Well, sometimes music makes me want to dance. I want to dance around. It's so fun, you know. It's got a lot of motion to it. Makes me want to get my body moving.
Yeah.
No dancing.
No dancing.
And a lot of times I listen to the words that the songwriter has put in the music. Because the music might be happy, and the words would be happy. The music might be sad, and the words would be sad. And I like to let that sink in and help me enjoy that song.
So the next thing I was wondering was, how does music help you connect to God? Or how does music help you, what part does music play in your faith? And something I was thinking about this week was I read something by a man named Richard Rohr, who does a lot of writing. And he was talking about how, especially in North America, we use our heads too much and our brains too much when we think about God and when we try to think about faith. And music is one way I think that helps me get out of my brain and use my heart and my body to connect to God. And so that's something I've been thinking about this week. What have you been thinking about?
Well, one of the things that music does for me is help me to connect with people. Because in my life, music has brought so many people into my lives. that I would have never known had I not been playing an instrument. So for me to have these wonderful people in my life, I'm here because of music. I wouldn't be sitting here right now if I hadn't started playing music. And all these wonderful people have been a part of my life. So for music, for me, that's my connection.
I was thinking on the way here this morning that sometimes when I read God's word in the Bible, it's sort of like black and white to me. Sometimes it's not quite coming alive to me. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. But when we sing God's word and when we put music to it, it's like all of a sudden it's in all these different colors and it just seems a lot more alive to me. That's right. The words up there are black and white. But when we sing those words, it's like a rainbow of color coming out of our mouths and hearts.
And the last thing I asked Micah and Mike about was, what is a favorite song that you remember having as a child, or even a favorite song right now that you feel like is a good connection point to God for you? And maybe we could sing something. And I was wondering if you guys have any favorite songs that you like.
The song My Girl.
My Girl.
Yeah, that's good.
I got sunshine.
There we go.
On a cloudy day. When it's cold outside. I got the month of May.
That's a song that Alethea and I sing almost every night at bedtime. Do you have one?
Well, I like the Christmas tune, and I don't even remember the name of it, In Excelsis Deo, because of that descending line. It's so wonderful. Mm-hmm. So I love singing that line. I've loved singing it since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Favorites. Favorite
Timo? Favorite song? What song do you like?
It's Engineer.
Which one?
Engineer.
The Engineer?
Yeah.
Oh. Monkey and the Engineer.
Well, how about we sing Jesus Loves Me to close as a prayer and as a way to add more music to our lives.
Jesus loves me.
Maybe Micah could start that one.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
You can go back to your seats. Thank you, Micah and Rusty and Mike, for sharing with us.
I'll give us a system.
Well, this next scripture, I wonder if this is one we might hear in black and white or what colors we might imagine. I'm not going to sing it, but I invite you to consider colors as you hear these words from Matthew 5, 38 to 42. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. Give to everyone who asks from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow. We move now into our time of offering, and I welcome Sister Song forward. Pray with me. O Holy One, show us the way. As we move through our lives, may we give joyfully, may we give often, of all that we have and all that we are. In your name we pray. Amen. Scripture from Matthew 5, 22 to 24. But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, "You fool," you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift, at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift and go. First be reconciled to your brother and sister, and then come and offer your gift. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into Gehenna. Strong words, challenging words that are hard to know what to do with sometimes, but words that remind us that we sin and that we are in need of repentance, that we need the wholeness that Christ has to offer. And so as we start to move into a time of confession followed by communion, I invite you to join me in the prayer printed in your bulletin. We start out reading together. There will be a time of silence. And then I will say a line and ask you to join me in the end. So join me in this prayer of confession. Holy God, creator of all that is, giver of life, hear our prayer. There are chasms in our life, deep valleys that separate us from one another and from you. We confess that we have allowed those rifts to grow for fear of admitting our part in the separation, for fear of being rejected when we reach out. You call us, O Lord, to a reconciled life, to healed relationships, to a wholeness with each other and with you. Mend us, we pray, and make us new creations through the power and love of Christ. Amen. In the life-giving food offered to us by Christ. For in Christ we are a new creation, called to love not only our friends, but called to love our enemies and those who persecute. We come this morning to break bread together as ones called to be the salt of the earth, to embody the light of Christ. We come this morning to break bread together, to be nourished so that we can go out into the world renewed and ready to share God's message of unending love. We come this morning to share, for that's what communion literally means, to share. We come to this table this morning not because we're worthy, but because the grace of Christ welcomes us. When Jesus broke bread with others, when he sat around the tables, he didn't distinguish between rich and poor, male and female, Jew and Gentile. He didn't require clean hearts or perfect lives from those he broke bread with. He offered it to all, to those who would betray, to those who were hungry to be known and loved by God. Communion is so much more, though. Communion is not just a matter of us sharing this bread and cup here together. Communion is to nourish us so that we can go out into the world and share the good news, serving the hungry, loving the homeless and the stranger. For this is the table not of this church, but of God. This table is for those who love God, who follow Jesus, and it's for those who want to love Christ more. So come, you who have much faith and you who have little. Come, you who have been here often and you who may not have been here for a long time. Come, you who have tried to follow and you who have failed. Come not because it is I who invite you, but it is our Lord who invites you to the table this morning. Here at University Mennonite, anyone who seeks to follow Jesus is welcome at this table, welcome to receive bread and cup, to be nourished, to go out and do the work of Christ. So I invite the communion servers and the musicians forward at this time. For on that night, long ago, Jesus gathered around a table with his friends, with those who both loved and betrayed him. And after the meal shared together, he took bread and said, This is my body broken for you. Whenever you eat it, do this in remembrance of me. And then after the meal, in the same way, he took the cup. He took the cup and he said, This is the new covenant. The new covenant brought about by my death. Whenever you drink of the cup, remember me. And so I say to you, I say to each one here, come. Come if you are hungry for Christ, for it's grace, the grace of Jesus that sets the table. All are welcomed. Come and eat.
I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me. All along my pilgrim's journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. When I'm in trouble, walk with me. When I'm in trouble, Lord, walk with me. When my heart is almost breaking, I want Jesus to walk with me. My trials, walk with me. In my trials, Lord, walk with me. When my head is bowed in sorrow, I want Jesus to walk with me. Will I want Jesus to walk with me? I want Jesus to walk with me all along this pilgrim journey. I want my Jesus to walk with me. Yeah, I want Jesus to walk with me. Please tell me, Jesus, you'll walk with me.
Congregational song. You've got a place at the welcome table. You've got a place at the welcome table. You've got a place at the welcome table. Thank you. We can sing this one to the tune of Old Hundredth, Praise God from Whom All Blessings Flow. And Rusty will get us a starting note. Be present at our table, Lord. Be here and everywhere adore. These mercies bless and grant that we may feast in paradise with thee. We thank thee, Lord, for this our food, for
Before we move into announcements and birthdays, I just want to say thank you and offer that we might all. Thank you for blessing us with the gift of music, for rainbows put into sound. Are there any birthdays that we are celebrating this week? Mel Cott. Anyone else? Well, let's sing. Can you guys start us in happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday.
This is a time for announcements. And I'll start by saying right after the service, I encourage you to go down and get a cup of coffee or tea and then come back up here at 11 o'clock. We will start a congregational meeting. And this meeting is not just for members. It's not just for the person sitting elsewhere in this pew, but it's for each one of us. So I really encourage all of you to come back up that we may have a discussion as a congregation. This week on Wednesday starts our Lenten season. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and I invite you to come back here at 7 o'clock on Wednesday for a service of ashes and readings. Other announcements to share with the congregation?
As Fran said, we're going to go to Ghana, and as usual, I encourage you to volunteer to make coffee or clean up in my absence. When I go to the University of Ghana, I always fight with the campus restaurant. I tell them that you have a chance to make a reputation for yourself, so everybody in the city will want to come here and dine because of your creativity. And I've been fighting with them since in the 80s, and I'm still fighting with them. I have no such problems with this church. You always come through, which I appreciate very much. Thank you.
This year, I inquired of the folks who've helped out with the Palm Sunday Peace Walk in the past about a list of about 40, 50 people who have been a part of the last 4 years. And I received fairly lackadaisical response. Only 5 people responded, and 3 of those said they were out of town or busy with something else. So this year, instead of having a Palm Sunday Peace Walk, starting with Ash Wednesday, we will be encouraging people to walk for peace throughout the season of Lent and Easter this year. I've created a web page for this on the Third Way Collective website, and you can get there from the homepage. On there, you can connect to our Peace Walk prayer map and be walking those steps throughout this season. And you can also find a list of community events and activities that are happening through this season as well. If you are aware of something that's not listed on that page, please let me know. I want to continue to add to it and make it as robust as possible as we use this season to walk for peace in our community.
I invite you to stand for the benediction and for the sending song that our band will bring us. Brothers and sisters, siblings in Christ, go forth this day as salt of the earth. Go forth this day shining your light from the hilltops, proclaiming the love of Christ and the welcome of all. Go forth this day living the gospel of peace. Amen. Thank you.
We'll just keep playing. Sure. Yeah, let's do that one again.
Hey, 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 hey